The question was asked, when we speak about improving our traits, are people born with inborn traits? Is it nature, nurture? When we speak about improving traits, how do we view our faulty traits? So the Rambam writes in his introduction to Pirkei Avos that we are definitely predisposed to traits. And he proves it from the Talmud in Tractate Shabbos. The Talmud discusses that people born during certain constellations are more predisposed to certain weaknesses, but the Talmud says it's up to a person how he'll channel it. A person might be more predisposed to spilling blood, so he can be a surgeon. He can be a barber in ancient times, used to let blood. He can be a butcher. So when a person is predisposed to a certain direction, we know we have different temperaments. Some people are more intense. Some people always do things quickly. Different people have different temperaments, and that's part of their nature. It's not just nurture. You see it when a child is born. You see it. We had one of our kids that had such a cry that was so demanding and so insistent that the baby was 3 days old. And my wife went to, and they have these places where women can recover, what's called in Hebrew, Beit Achlama, a recovery ward. And they have about 150 babies there, right? So I came there to visit my wife, and I'm walking up the steps to her room. She's on the third floor. So I didn't bother taking the elevator. I figure they're all women who just give birth. They need the elevator. I can take the steps. I'm walking up the steps, right? And I hear two flights down, the elevator door open, and the baby cries. And I say, "That's her." I didn't go up to the third floor. I walked down, and there she was. That was her. Now, again, you could say, maybe. No. From the day this baby was born, this was a different personality than other. I had other kids who I couldn't recognize their cry. This kid, different than all the other kids. What a temperament. Wow. Till today. And my wife would come into the infirmary. There'd be 50 babies crying. And they'd tell her, "Your baby's crying." She'd say, "No, she isn't." They say, "How could you know?" And this was, the baby was 1 day old. But she had a cry that had different personality than all our other kids do. You know, kids sometimes have a personality. And you can't say it's nature. I mean, maybe during the womb, you know, we sang different songs to her. I could tell you, and our eldest daughter, we always laugh at this. She was a baby a few months old, and I try to sing her to sleep. You know, you guys will probably do this too. You want your wife to sleep. So you take the baby and you try to put her to sleep. She would not calm down with a single Ashkenazi song. Only Sephardi songs. My other kids would take Ashkenazi songs. Her, I'd sing my guts out. Nothing. Wailing her head off. I told my wife, she's a chauvinist. She doesn't want her father. She only wants you. Until I figured it out. This baby only wanted Sephardi songs. Nothing else. Once I switched to Kiyah Shmirah Shabbat, that's it. She calmed down. Sephardi tunes, yes. Ashkenazi tunes, no. Go figure. She was predisposed to Sephardi. I wonder who her husband's going to be, right? There's definitely a predisposition that a child doesn't choose. That we as adults, we are predisposed to certain directions. It's up to us to channel it. That's what the Talmud tells us in Tractate Shabbos. That's what the Rambam discusses at length in Shmona Prakim. We are not predetermined. We do not necessarily view ourselves as tabula rasa. We are not a clear slate. You're born, you're predisposed to certain things. And we have different weaknesses. My weakness isn't yours, or his. We each have our weaknesses, we each have our strengths. Part of it we've worked on and developed, and part of it is our predisposition. And now it's up to us to channel our predispositions in directions that are positive. Sometimes it means conquering them. Most of the time it means channeling them. So that's the Rambam in the introduction to Shmona Prakim. And sometimes a person is predisposed to stealing. So he has to work on that. That's not so good. So that's not an excuse. A person can't say, I was born this way. You might have been born this way, right? And that's an answer to many, many questions. People say, "But I'm attracted to men." Men say, "Okay, that's not necessarily your fault, but that's not necessarily an excuse. So work on it." The fact that a person has a weakness and a predisposition is not predetermined. His actions are not predetermined. He might be predisposed, but that doesn't predetermine his actions. And it's up to him to channel it. Him or her, I'm saying. This applies to men and women equally. So that's the Rambam and Shmona Prakim, based to a large extent on the Gemara in Tractate Shabbos and other places.